Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And of course, a good time we are going to have, good songs we are going to play. And also, we are just going to have a good time, man. Just talking one to another. And in that also, encouraging and building one another. How beautiful that is when we come together as one. I'm just playing Xoli Mncwango in the background there. This is a beautiful song, I tell you. Something to take into consideration, I say. It says, Ngiyamazi umhlengi wam. I know my Redeemer. A beautiful one. Let's start with it.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well. Let us welcome our guests, man. I've been trying to connect with them. Let me start with you. Chablan Dominic is on the line. Chabu, sabona, my friend.
Hey, my friend. Nyapila Goto.
Siyapila sibuze kuwe, man.
Ah, nami ngiyaphila kakhulu ngomusa kaJesu. Sibonge kakhulu. Ngibingelele namkhosi Sipho nabalaleli bonke nomfundisi uMotha ngegama likaYahushua Mashiya.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Hey Jabu, izolo bengise Foslorus. Yeah, ngahlangana uma mfundisi Mathebula noMileta. Ngikhuluma abantu ekudala ngababoni ke. Yabona naboma 20 years ngababoni labantu. Hey man. It was nice to see them.
I can just imagine.
Hey man.
Yeah, long time indeed.
It was a beautiful time, man.
No, that's great. That's great news, actually. Yeah. The reunion.
Yes, we are thinking of just sitting together and just talking, man, because we are family. We are one.
Indeed. Yeah, one. Indeed, we are.
Yeah. Anyway, let me welcome also Sipho Paulo. Say, Matata, good evening, Mupuna, winning Shanga for Smil Marseng Tolile. Sipho, Sabona Putuam.
Nisa Pilogotan Fundiswam.
Mkaman.
Asimbo Jesus, being a little Chablan Dominic, Talafa Pinalindo, Ujani Chablan Dominic.
I'm appealing for to Sipho. Wena.
I'm going to Chablan Kula, I miss your voice.
Amen. Angazike ukuthi umotha uyakuzwa. Ithike ngimwelcome. Mfundisi Motha sawubona dumela bhuti wami.
Greetings my akhi. Egameni lelihle lenkosi yethu Jesu ngiyabingelela. Ngibingelele umfundisi uJabulane. Ngibingelele umfundisi uSipho Hadebe egameni elinamandla yeShushayi haMashiya. And a special greeting to our families, our listeners at home. We love them so much, and we thank God to be here today once again.
How's it go? And of course, see, call a gonke kuhamba kahle mfundisi Motha ngakuwe.
Mfundisi gonke kuhamba kahle, Jesu inkosi. We are sinqobela ngaso sonke isikhathi. And all is well, my brother. Singezwa ngakini mfundisi wami.
Hayi siyaphila nathi kukhona nje umuntu ovulele ispeaker madoda hawu sengiyazizwa noma ngikhuluma wavele wasicisha masinyane makeza ukuthi ngiyakhuluma ngicabangela uSipho. Hayi cabangela uSipho yabona uSipho akekho omunye umuntu ongathiwa
wasicima masinyane
akakhuluma emsakazweni afuna ukuzilalela futhi hawu madoda Ya mara mafuna ukulalelisa imdeni imdeni fanele ume kude nemdeni ulide ke bese beme kude nemdeni ngoba uyokhuluma manje ufuna ukuthi imdeni ibone futhi nomlomo wakho mawolo ukuthi sanibona lokuthi niyabona ukuthi yimi yimi engikhulumayo akusiyisipokini hawu madoda umhlolo ka James lona ha anyway we said tonight we are going to be talking about a spiritual mind. And we are asking this question, what is a spiritual mind? What is a spiritual mind? What is it even all about? When we talk about a spiritual mind, what do we mean? A spiritual mind. What do we mean when we talk about it? And many people had gone on to say, yeah, our minds are not the minds of the world. What do you mean by that? How is your mind different? And someone had said, but we have the mind of Christ. Of course. How so? How do you have the mind of Christ? And what is the mind of Christ even all about? It's something that we are asking. What is the mind of Christ even all about? And today, when we say we want to have a spiritual mind, what are we referring, you know? Now, when you look into the word, there are some things that I see that describes a spiritual mind. Number one, it is a mind that is stayed on Christ. Check it out. In Isaiah 26, verses 3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Someone who trusts in the Father, and whose mind is stayed, it means the mind is rooted in the statutes of the Father, in the laws and the commandments of the Father, in the instructions of the Father. This person's mind is fixated in that which the Father regards as righteous, that which is right in the sight of the Father. The mind of this person is set on that. So when we speak of a spiritual mind, we imply that exactly. It should not be that a spiritual mind is someone who speaks in tongues and wears a tie, goes to church every day, has a perm, and puts a toilet paper around his neck so that the mafura adi permeaska tela hembe. It's not like that. Someone whose mind is stayed on the Father implies this. He meditates on the laws of the Father day and night. He doesn't move from the laws of the Father. He meditates on them day and night.
Yeah.
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall do what? Meditate on it day and night. Then when that takes place, we see a mind becoming fixated, stayed, set, grounded, rooted, attached and anchored in the word of the Father. For he is his word. But sometimes we see a mind, a people say, someone that follows the routines of church attendance, that person's mind. I've seen people in the service whose minds are not stayed on Christ. Even when the church is out, this person, the mind of that person, you can see. But you just don't want to be part of the realities of such people because you have a duty. You have a duty of spreading the gospel of the kingdom of Yahuwah Elohim. Number two, you also see Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, what does it mean? then we should go back to the roots of this. The Christ himself refers to himself and says he is the resurrection and the life, and is also regarded as the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Salem, the Prince of Peace. Melchizedek, the Prince of... Now, when you look into that, you start to see that basically when one is spiritually minded, it means their life has the statutes of peace. And their mind has the commandments of life. Their mind heeds to the commandments of life. Their mind has the statutes of peace. That person's mind is actually spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, "For who has known the mind of the Elohim that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." The big problem with this verse is the misconceptions that have been drawn by many people, especially the so-called born-again people. They've gone on to actually say we have the mind of Christ in the sense of a pictorial personification. And at some stages in the routinic mannerisms that they have laid across. And that is where it's based. When one has the mind of Christ, one looks at Christ and Christ says, "Not my will, but thine will be done." It's someone that is surrendered to the will of the Father. Christ was surrendered to the will of the Father. Each and every time he says, "For I have come to do the will of him who has sent me." A mind that is surrendered to the will of the Elohim, Yahuwah. Otherwise, you ask them, when you say, "I have the mind of Christ," No. You see, get it off from the routinic and start to look at the Christ himself. And then you look into this. When we say we have his mind, what are the distinguishing characteristics of the mind of Christ? Number one, it is the will of the Father. Through and through, from A to Z, it is the will of the Father. He was obedient even unto death. The will of the Father. Very selfless. Anyway, we will be touching on this. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are hanging out with Sipho Paulus and also Umfundisi Umotha. And of course, we will be playing some good songs, man. And they've put songs that I like today. Hey, yeah, these are nice.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
There we go. Let me start with you, Jabu. Tonight, when we talk about having a spiritual mind, what do we mean? What comes to mind, my friend?
Thank you very much, my friend, for such a great topic for us to learn together about the spiritual mind. So you've already actually explained what is a spiritual mind when we're quoting all the scriptures that you are reading. What I've noted is the fact that it's the mind of the Lord, the mind of Christ. One of the scriptures, I think it's 1 Corinthians 2:16, which speaks about that, but we have the mind of Christ.
Mm.
So it means the spiritual mind, it's the mind of the Lord. It's how the Lord thinks, how the Lord look at things, how the Lord do things. Mm. That is the spiritual mind. So it means now, if we translate it into also us as his children or the believers, it means it's when now we are thinking like the Lord, speaking like the Lord, seeing things like the Lord, because we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of the Lord,
mm.
of which that is the spiritual mind. You know, so I believe that as we really go deeper in the word, we are going to even see, you know, the source of the spiritual mind that has been given by God at the expense of the carnal mind
mm.
that is of this world. Because mostly you'll find out that we sometimes operate on this type of a mind, which is carnal. But we've been given such a powerful mind, the spiritual mind,
mm.
which is, you know, like the mind of the Lord, the mind of Christ, actually the mind of Christ. So in 1 Peter 1:13 also, the word of God says, therefore prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So this spiritual mind is the type of a mind where we are to be sober, you know, in spirit.
Mm.
And also
mm.
our hope fixed completely, you know, to the grace that is to come. So we really cannot operate in the spiritual mind of the Lord. Meanwhile, we are still intoxicated by the things of the world. You know, by the things of the world, I'm referring to, you know, false doctrines, false prophecies, materialism, worldliness, you know, all forms of things that are happening here in this world. If we are still entangled with the things of this world, there is no way that we can operate, you know, with the spiritual mind that we've been given.
Mm.
But when we are sober and we are fixed, you know, our hope is fixed to the Lord, that is when we see the wisdom of God. That is when we see the knowledge of God. We see also the grace of God. We see the operation of this spiritual mind in our lives, and great things start to happen. Even at work, people are surprised of the ideas that you come up with, only to realize that it's not even me, but it's
yeah.
the spirit that is alive in me, because
yes.
I have the mind of Christ.
Hmm. I hear you quite clearly. And if you just joined us, man, we are talking about the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ even all about? This is 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
All right, we are touching base on the very issue of a spiritual mind, and we are asking the question as to what is implied by this. If one goes on to say, I have a spiritual mind, what do they mean? If they say they have a spiritual mind, what does it imply? And in most times and cases, one has realized that when we speak of a spiritual mind, it's very easy to actually go on to speak things that are just routinic in terms of being a believer or a so-called Christian. And it goes away from the actual notion of the word as to what does it mean to have a spiritual mind. Therefore, we are asking this question, and we want to know from you, what is your take on a spiritual mind? If we say someone has a spiritual mind, what do we mean? If I say I have a spiritual mind, what do I imply? What is it that I'm saying? Let me bring this question to you, Mfundisi Umota. When I speak of a spiritual mind, what am I referring to, sir?
Mfundisi Swami, we thank the Father for what a wonderful topic. You know, to us, to answer your question directly, you know, what we actually mean, we mean that the person has accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. The person has put off, you know, the old man and has put in the new man, which is after Christ, which is after the image of Christ. Mm. Hence, Paul says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and in holiness. Mm. In other words, Mfundisi Swami, when we are saying the person is now have a spiritual mind, and how do we get that? As I already said, you know, the first thing that one needs to do is to accept Yeshua HaMashiach as their Lord and Savior. You know, be rooted in Him and be grounded in Him, and to walk according to His statute, because He said in His Word that if you keep My commandment, I will pray to the Father that He will give you the Comforter, you know, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world does not know, but you know Him, for He lives with you and He dwells within you. So God, Christ Himself, you know, He asked God, He prayed God that when we accept Him, His Spirit, He also gives unto us. And I love, Mfundisi Swami, the verse you quoted earlier in the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 6, where it speaks of that to be spiritual minded, it is life and it is peace of mind. You know, it is peace. You hear people saying that I need a peace of mind. Let me just take away and go away on holidays. You know, that may not give you the peace, the shalom peace, the complete peace that comes from God, that comes from Christ, unless, you know, you are rooted in Him. Christ Himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. You know, I am the life and the truth. So for us to have that life, you know, we need to be in Him. As I said, abide in Me, you know, and I will abide in you. So to be spiritual minded, Mfundisi Swami, and to have the mind of Christ is, you know, to live according to the statute that the Lord has put, you know. David says, teach me, O Lord, you know, how to obey, you know, your statute. Ukuze ngilonde izwi lakho. To be spiritual minded, you need to be able, you know, to hold on to the word of God, that you may not go astray, that I may not see. Let me see the fundise izimiso zakho Nkosi, ukuze ngingoni endleleni. And I want to say, Mfundisi Swami, that to be carnal minded is actually enmity. That's what the word of God says, that it is enmity to God. In other words, you are an enemy of God. When you speak of a carnal mind, you know, we're speaking of those things where people are doing things that are against the word of God. You know, things like adultery, you know, it is a way that those are the fleshy things, you know, but when you have the mind of Christ, the old person, the old mind, it dies, and the mind of Christ lives in you. And the mind of Christ says, let your will be done, my God, unto my life.
Mm.
So in other words, you are surrendering everything unto him. You say, God, I am your child.
Mm.
And do as you will, not my will, but your will, because I am so obedient unto you. And in everything that I do, you know, I put you first.
Mm.
As the book of Proverbs said, acknowledge the Lord in everything that you do. You know, lean on him. To have a spiritual mind, the mind of Christ, is to lean unto Christ himself. You know, and in so doing, then he will guide your steps. As the word of God says, that the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord.
Mm.
And over and above, Mpondeswam, you know, Christ gave us a new commandment. He said, I give you now a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you.
Mm.
You know, in that alone, Mpondeswami, whether the person has got money, whether the person agana money, whether the person, you know, is a famous person or is not known, but you love everybody the same. And you cannot be able to do that while you still have a carnal mind, but you need the mind of Christ so that you can be able to do that. And it will just be, you know, it will be a way of life to you. It
mm.
will be how you live. You know, you don't proclaim your life, your mind or your life about that. But now I'm going to church. Now I must show love. But love, it's just who you are.
Okay.
And you just walk in that.
I hear you well. We are talking about a spiritual mind. And when we say we have a spiritual mind, what do we imply? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. 0826572729. And drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. Sizwe ukuthini. Are we in the true knowledge of what it means to have a spiritual mind? It's a question. I'm just asking.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Become active. Active in faith, 657 AM.
657 AM, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. I tell you, I'm going to be playing some staple singers later on, just after Sipho. Sipho, let me bring this to you, my brother. When we speak of a spiritual mind, I spoke about someone who has life and peace. I spoke about someone who has a mind that is stayed in the Father. I spoke about someone who has the mind of Christ, as someone who basically is instructed by the Most High, our Father, the Elohim. What do you say, Sipho? Uthini?
What a topic from this, and what you have already explained from your introduction and Mr. Motto as well. Jablan Dominic, it sums up from the security to be spiritual minded, actually, is to be filled with the Spirit of God in you. Because the Spirit of God in us knows exactly what is of God and what is not of God.
Yeah.
And prior to that, you can be God is the Spirit. Those who worship Him should worship Him in truth and in spirit. So we need to adapt to the environment and the mode in which God operates. As God is not a flesh, we cannot operate with the mind, with the carnal mind, whereas God has got the spiritual mind.
Yeah.
So it's a foreign language to Him and to us. And to be spiritual minded, also we adopt a heavenly mindset. In other words, we think, though we are on earth, but as we are in heaven,
as which is 80, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, we embrace and adopt the statutes of heaven. And secondly, we focus on thinking of the right things in our life. In other words, we are able to do what is right, what is pleasing. So in our verse 1 and 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it is, that is in verse 2, it is, and we not conform to this world, but you be transformed by the renewal of your mind. In other words, a mind that has been renewed from the carnal mind into a spiritual mind, it is a mind that is able to discern what is good, what is acceptable, what is perfect will of God. In other words, we are able to discern God. And we always even set our mind on the things that are past, more than things on earth. In other words, the spiritual mindset is whereby we are always doing things and thinking things that are always pleasing to God. The carnal mind is rare, which ends in Dandor. In other words, we are born with a carnal mind, but when our carnal mind has been renewed, transformed into a spiritual mind, that's where we're taking care of the things of the Spirit. In other words, we are under the influence propelled by the Spirit of God in us. As you quoted in one of the verses, who knows the mindset of God? In other words, the Spirit of God in us knows exactly what is the perfect will of God in us. And nothing from this. In fundamentality, we also embrace the mindset of Christ. In other words, it is mindset of Jesus. In every situation, I always strive to do what pleases to God. Not my feelings, not my will, but God's will be done in everything that I say, whatever thing that I do.
Giguzwa gahle. And of course, send us your WhatsApps. Just tell us how you feel about this. What is the mind of Christ all about? When we say we have a spiritual mind, what do we mean? How do you know if you have a spiritual mind? And when you look at us today, even when you look in, listening to this show, man, don't look into other shows. Look at this one. Criticize it. Check as to whether we have the mind of Christ. You know, are we just talking and are we just lining up? Are we just talking the same thing over and over again? Hey, there's so many ways that you can check. Take the word, listen to what we say, be able to judge for yourself.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Good evening. Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. Christ wants us that we should not store for ourselves riches here on earth or treasures here on earth, because there's no guarantee thieves may break in and steal. But rather we should store for ourselves treasures in heaven, where no thief will be able to break in and steal whatever we've invited in heaven. When we serve God faithfully, we have the mind of Christ. When we serve God without expecting maybe some rewards on earth, or maybe expect to be honored by people on earth, even when we do certain things and get not to be appreciated by people, we should always know that we are investing in the life that is in heaven. In that manner, we become spiritual minded as opposed to be earthly minded. God bless you.
Thank you, Mfundisi Enoch. We really appreciate, sir.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Pindile.
Good afternoon, Pastor Lee.
Hey.
And the Body of Christ and other pastors that are in the studio. Speaking to Pindile.
Hey,
Pastor, spiritual mind. I think is the spiritual mind. We forget about the old things. We are thinking about the new things. That's why when we are born again, but all things have passed away. We are doing the things of God. The desire now, you are hunger for the things of God. You are no longer, you know, masi we are groove, but now spiritual mandate as cabang lizos into lezo. Usfuna jugus bonam sampe to dwell. Like with David, what one thing I desire is to dwell in the house of the Lord. To do the will above all, to do the will of God. Because you can dwell in the house, but in the house and do the will of God.
Wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Pindile.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
All right, let's listen to this one.
Nyanbinyelela pastore yegama lika Jesu.
Amen.
Jabu. Sipho. Nyanbinyelela yegama elinamandla igama lika Jesu. Nyanbinyelela. Fundi smart. Nyanbinyelela. A pastore yang ropa yazibula iphosorasi. Ah, wengazanga le 14.
Goop, e 14.
Fundi si de titabani.
How? Ningmemeni
Jesus washela.
Ha ningmemeni ngizoza ningmemeni. Ningmeme. Ningmeme. Awu.
Hey, spiritual mind, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
Spiritual mind. Yes. Ooh, it's so nice. It's so nice. Mangifunda lapha ku numbers ngo David.
Ah.
Uyakhumbula ngesikhathi lapha ku Jesse, ngesikhathi u prophet. Kufika u prophet lapha ku Jesse athi awugeze wonke amadodana akho. Abe mahle.
Yeah.
Ngoba khona ogcwele lapho ogcwele wona spiritual ugcwele 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 umoya engcwele uJesu azangambala uDavid wabala la ayi 7 amadodana ngizoyikhatha ibe short pastor angifuni kuba mude
yeah
uthe maka biza laba bakhe abayi 7 abaziyo uprofeti athi no akekho la hayi manje ufuna ukukhumbuza amadodana akho ukuthi ayingapi yini awusawazi amadodana akho awubize amadodana akho onke mani aze la ukhona lo ngimfunayo ngifuna ukumgcoba
ya
aw Jesu wathi kukhona nje okunye Pastor Ray yazi why kuwokunye ugcwele it's because yazi Pastor Ray mogcwele umoya engcwele
ya
muzindla ngonkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Umqondo umoya ugcwele umoya engcwele.
Yeah.
Abantu abakuthathi for granted. Bakuthatha ya ngendlela.
Eish.
Waye kuphi David? Waye lusa.
Mm.
Uthi lithi iBhayibheli uprofeti wathi awumbize azela.
Azela.
Na akeze naye. Akalungiswanga Pastor Ray ezenjalo.
Yeah.
Tema kangena Pastor Ray.
Mm.
Kwangena iphunga qala. Phela bekalusa ngithi.
Yeah.
Kwangena iphunga qala. Ha, yazi wathini uprofeti Pastor Ray? Wathi nankoko wami.
Hey, Matthew.
Pastor Ray, wahlokoma kwaze kwahlokoma amabheri. Ilwane kwahlokoma izulu lahlokoma uprofeti wathi uyena ke lo ngimfunayo. Why bekafuna yena? Why achoose yena? Bekagcwele. Why bekagcwele? Wayengazindli ngenye into ngaphandle kwaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Wayegcwele umoyo ongcwele. Wayegcwele emqondweni, wayegcwele nje uNkulunkulu. Ngoba uJesu waya amfunela indawo lazo lusa khona athi lo yena mfuna ukumfaka emabhere nangifuna ukuthi aphinde abuye. Athi amabhere avela muthi athatha nenyama. Athi ajike endleleni Pastor Ray. Athi hayi lo okaNkulunkulu yena wethu ajika amabhere.
Hey.
Maseka buya tujeze. Hey, David ndodana, sobuyi. Athi David yebo baba. Konke. Kulungile. Why? Wayengahambi yedwa ba. Wayegcwele. Yazi mogcwalisiwe yonke indawo Pastor Ray. Ukuhlakani Pastor Ray. Ukuba kuNkulunkulu Pastor Ray. Ayikho into emnandi njengaleyo.
Yeah.
Umnandi uNkulunkulu uyagcwalisa Pastor Ray. Uba ukhanya kwezo. Mogcwele uma ingcwele Pastor Ray emqondweni. Uba ukhanya kwe akudingi ukuthi umuntu akubuze. Siyazibonela nje useza lapha. Akudingi ukuthi sibuze. uNkulunkulu anenze kahle as Pastor Ray ngiyanthanda. Ngiyanthanda kakhulu ngendlela emangalisayo yazi. Ngiyanthanda bayina, ngiyabathanda abalandeli beRadio Pulpit. Ngiyanthanda nonke emndeni wami. Nikho konke kumina ngiyanthanda kakhulu. Ngibonga uNkulunkulu futhi ngani. Press on. Pastor Ray, I'm sorry kuba mutene. Ungixolele kodwa nawe bo life story. Yeah, sanguze kitha ngithi. Keep well and stay blessed. Ngiyanthanda bayina. Amen.
Amen. We love you too. Hey, you just sent an invitation. Go to my Facebook. It's Ray Lekgodi on Facebook. And then just talk on my timeline and say, hey, we'd like you to visit our church. We'd like you to visit our leadership. And I will come. I will come and we will serve the Father together. You know, we will serve the Father together. I will come. Just do that. Go on Facebook and talk to me. On my Facebook, it's Ray Lekgodi. And just tell me, tell me, say Ray, don't even send an inbox because there are some inboxes that will be blocked immediately if we are not friends on Facebook. So if you go on my timeline, Ray, ngiyacela uze nakithi sile endaweni ethize, share my phone number, and then I will call you. And then we'll arrange everything.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, your earlier WhatsApp, let's see, man. I don't want to play a WhatsApp that we were not supposed to play. Yeah. All right. There's a WhatsApp also, Yaga Pindile Engi Jambile. But okay, I played it. No, I played it. Zugo Makoloza says, having a spiritual mind is knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. It is setting your eyes to the things that are not of this world. It is living a Christ-like lifestyle where you use faith as a weapon. Okay. And death don't threaten you. You know this is not the end of life. You have hope because planet Earth is not our home. We are visitors. So that's why spiritual-minded people live like visitors on this earth. Right. Tingane says, afternoon servants of God, spiritual mind, referring to Colossians 3 verses 2, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for we died and our lives are hidden with Christ in God. Now you must rid yourself of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practice, and we will live a complete spiritual mind lifestyle with peace, without depressing and high blood. Spiritual mind set us free from illness and harmful as a result of worldly mindset. That is what that one is saying from Dingane. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. And, of course, we need to hear as to what you say with regards to these what is a spiritual mind? If one says, I am living and a life of someone who has a spiritual mind, what do or what does that person mean? What does he mean? I need to know.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.